Hi, my sweet strangelings. Before we get into today's spooky tale, I wanted to give you guys a quick little announcement that I'm sure you'll love. Now, the last time we did a live stream, it was talking about how there was all these kinds of scary movies coming up, and I wanted to give you guys a heads up. So if you are in the North Hollywood area, they're giving away free Ghostface coffees at the Horror Vibes Cafe. I'll be there on the 8th. So if you guys want to stop by and check that place out, you won't be disappointed. You'll love all the spooky vibes and the free coffee, of course. Now, another thing that I wanted to give you guys another announcement on is that I'm hosting a psychic development circle at the Old Emporium in Santa Clarita. You want to check that place out. We'll put it on the community tab. So without further ado, let's get into today's spooky tale, shall we? Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? There always seems to be that one coworker who gets under everyone's skin, even at companies with good work cultures. But that person should beware, because when a colleague finally decides that they can't take it anymore, the wrath may be deadly. Miley worked at a coffee and cronuts. She was looking up at the counter when her new coworker, Arenas, walked in. Despite Arenas barely uttering a word her entire shift, Miley was thrilled to be working with anyone besides her boss, Chaz. And Arenas seemed to be catching on quickly and focused on getting her work done. Miley was happy to see Richardson, her favorite customer, come through the door. Every day, he ordered the same black coffee and paid for it with a detailed drawing on a napkin. "I love it," said Miley, as she stared at the image of a woman with snakes for hair, bat-like wings, and bloody tears streaming down her face. "That's a fury," Richardson said. Miley pinned it behind her on a corkboard covered in dozens of Richardson's other mythical illustrations. He struck Miley as socially awkward, but his art was amazing. "Furies are deities of vengeance," he continued. "They have to be summoned in order to punish someone. They lash them to death with studded whips." Miley smiled at his colorful imagination, but before she had time to think any more about it, Chaz walked in. "Guess what? I'm being made general manager," he said. Miley's stomach sank, as did her smile. There were already complaints about Chaz from other employees. 3 had quit in the last month due to his temper. Miley had already dodged his anger and his petty outbursts. But now she and Arenas were the only ones left. Arenas was quiet and new and would be harder for Chaz to bully. Miley knew she would be his next target. And it didn't take long. If Miley was running late, he'd shove warning papers in her face. He told her to quit school because this is as far up the corporate ladder she'd get. One night, he berated her in front of customers. Arenas just looked away. Finally, one night after they closed up, Miley was in the office counting the drawer and Arenas swept the floor. Chaz entered the office and locked the door. Within seconds, he flew into a tirade, knocking money to the floor. He shouted she was useless and couldn't even count. He pushed Miley out of the way, knocking her to the floor. She crawled out as fast as she could and ran outside past Arenas, crying. Arenas ran for her purse, and that's when Chaz came up from behind her, grinning. He grabbed her face. "Are you gonna be trouble too?" he yelled. He then jumped back. Blood streamed down her face. She was actually crying tears of blood. She smirked as she saw his fear. He watched as his eyes saw her back began to widen, like something was trying to break free from under her sweater. She lunged at him, digging one hand into his arm so hard it made him cry out. With the other, she grabbed what she was looking for in her purse, a whip with metal spikes. Chaz froze, unable to defend himself, as he stared at her, mesmerized, as her hair appeared to dance. Arenas hissed as she began to lash him. The first one knocked him to the ground, but the ninth, all the flesh on his torso, had been ripped up. He was barely hanging on. She towered over him, hair now snakes, her shoulders, huge wings behind her. With one last heave, the spikes flung straight into his skull, killing him instantly. The next morning, cop cars surrounded the place. Miley had been called into to answer some questions. Dozens of regulars waited outside trying to peer in, but all anyone could see was blood spatter on the windows and a body covered with a sheet on the floor. Miley stood in shock, surveying the carnage. She asked the police officer who was on the floor, fearing it was Arenas. The cop informed her it was an unidentified male. He asked if she had access to the security cameras. So she pulled out her iPad to pull up the footage, but something told her to watch it before sharing it with the police. Her face turned pale and she began to tremble. Richardson walked out of the crowd to comfort her. He explained she had seemed like she needed help, and he hoped it was okay that he had called for her to punish Chaz. As a cop approached, Miley paused. Before he could see, she deleted the file. She claimed the cameras hadn't recorded anything, and she never mentioned Arenas. Miley felt bad for lying to the police, but Chaz had deserved it. Richardson had known it too, as real friends always do. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.